It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to visit with Rachel Hawkinson. Rachel is a physical therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Paul.
And how's your week been going?
It's going well. Can't complain.
No, you can't complain, especially. I know you love your job just as much as I love my job, right?
Yes, definitely. We love being around people, love helping others.
That's right. Well, what's the subject today? I think I know what the subject is, but why don't you tell our listeners?
Yeah, well, we are going to be discussing physical therapy. October is physical therapy month, so we thought we would just kind of recap and let everybody know what Johnson Memorial has to offer.
Okay. Maybe let's start out with, what's the difference between occupational therapy and physical therapy, Rachel?
Yeah, occupational therapy, I think, is kind of confusing, or gets people confused because they think of occupation like work. It is, actually doesn't have to do with that. It's more, a lot of it has to do with, say, if someone's in the hospital, they look more at activities of daily living, such as dressing, feeding themselves, toileting, that kind of thing. They also, in the outpatient setting, do a lot of cognitive evals, also looking kind of from elbow into the hand type of injuries as well. Whereas physical therapy, say in the hospital setting, we do more of kind of the walking, getting in and out of bed, the transfers, having to do stairs if that individual would need to do stairs once they get home. And then in the outpatient world, we kind of do, you know, anything with most joints, as well as, you know, maybe you're looking at vertigo or dizziness. We look at anyone who has a concussion, joint pain, muscle pain, somebody who's had a stroke, also any balance concerns or walking concerns. And most recently at Johnson Memorial, we now offer pelvic floor physical therapy, both for the male and female.
Oh, well, what's that entail? What's that about?
Well, just as you do with any other visit with a physical therapist, you sit down one-on-one and discuss your concerns, whether it is having pelvic pain, concerns to do with urge, such as urinating. But yeah, you make a personalized treatment plan with that physical therapist in terms of trying to help with your concern.
Okay. How many physical therapists are there at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and who are they?
We have three therapists. Bonnie Will and myself are both physical therapists, and then Jill Maffey, she's our physical therapy assistant. And between the three of us, we have over 70 years of experience.
Wow. Okay, so all three of you are real young then, right?
Right.
That's awesome, Rachel. What else can you tell us about physical therapy during physical therapy month?
There's a couple different services that we offer with physical therapy here at Johnson Memorial. We do treat patients in the hospital or inpatient setting. We also treat patients in the care center and assisted living setting, and then also in the clinic, also known as our outpatient setting. And then we do go to the school as well, working with students that maybe have some motor delays, as well as athletes. Mm-hmm. And we see anybody from infant all the way up to, we've had individuals over 100 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay. So why did you, what interested you in getting into physical therapy, Rachel?
Yeah, well, I grew up and played three sports at Dawson Boyd and went on to play college basketball and had my fair share of injuries, thankfully, all of which were pretty minor, but got into physical therapy myself. Actually came here to Johnson Memorial and saw Bonnie for ankle sprains, and now it's come full circle. Now I'm back working with her.
Yeah. Speaking of ankle sprain, I actually played four sports, thinking about that, back in the
wow.
70s for Madison. Yeah, I did track and
okay.
baseball in spring. Anyway, the only injury I've really ever had my whole high school sports season was an ankle injury, a badly sprained ankle. And all I was told, that this is in the early 70s now, was go home, put some ice on it. And that was the extent of it. It's really different now, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've realized, you know, you think of ankle sprain as something that maybe is you know, minor in the whole realm of injuries. However, it can be one of those nagging injuries that last quite a while. And the research has shown you actually do the best when you can do not only exercises, but maybe some hands-on, what we call joint mobilizations from us therapists, and just education around, you know, what to do, what not to do, in addition to, you know, icing, elevating, compressing, yep, all of those things that you're told originally to do.
Yeah, right. So does anything come to mind since you've been in physical therapy, the changes? I mean, that's a big change from the 70s. I mean, I didn't go to therapy. There was no therapy, really, back in the 70s compared to what it is like now. Is there any changes that stand out in your mind that you see or do?
Yeah, definitely. And that's kind of what I love about the medical field, is it is ever evolving and you kind of stay on top of the research. But I'd say the biggest shift that we've noticed is that we get patients moving more quickly. Like you said, they kind of basically told you, all right, go home on ice, didn't tell you what to do, whereas now we'll get those individuals doing exercises right away. I've had patients tell me they had an ACL reconstructed, you know, 40 years ago, and they were put in a leg cast.
Right.
You know, now, yes, we have an immobilizer or a splint, but we really get you moving. I mean, you're into physical therapy that next day. Same with a blood clot. They used to say, you know, lay in bed. Now they realize, oh, no, that's not good. We need to get you moving and walking and exercising. So I'd say that's the biggest shift, which we're seeing people get back to activity and sport more quickly, which is a positive.
Yeah, that's something, isn't it? How that's changed. Well, that's through, you know, research and education and all that kind of
technology,
stuff.
Technology, all of it. Yep.
Yeah, technology. Talk about that a little bit, Rachel. that's a big change, I would guess, in your line of work.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we've seen that big shift. You know, everybody's talking about ChatGPT and AI and all of this. And, I mean, we do, you know, can do a fair amount, you know, saying just talking and educating to individuals. However, it is most helpful when we can get our hands on individuals and feel what the tissue feels like and kind of give them what we call tactile cues, where we touch them and say, okay, activate this muscle, that muscle. So it is thankfully beneficial to still be in person and see individuals. But yeah, even from documenting to scheduling, printing out or sending emails, or text messages on their exercises, and they can watch a video on them. Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat.
All right. All right. Anything else you'd like to add that you had or touch on everything?
There's a couple of videos out there recently that you could always check out. Speaking of technology on social media, in the past I've done one on throwing and worked with our throwers here at Dawson, both for softball and baseball. I put on a throwing clinic this past spring in terms of how to throw properly without creating added stress to your arm. And then just a couple weeks ago, it was Concussion Awareness Day, a couple Fridays ago, so that was recently posted last week on concussions and the importance of getting proper treatment with it.
Yeah, that's on the Johns Memorial Health Services social media sites and stuff?
Yep.
Okay, real good. All right. Well, Rachel, thanks for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning, and thank you and your other coworkers for all you do helping people in the Dawson area.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul.
All right. Rachel Hawkinson, physical therapist at Johns Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.